Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Menaches, Perik Tess, Mishnah Ches, Hakel Seimchen, Chutzme Cheres, Scheite Vakaten. Hakel Seimchen, everybody does the mitzvah of Smicha, with the exception of a Cheres. That's a deaf mute who can't either hear or speak. A Scheite, someone who doesn't have Das, Vakaten, and a minor, someone who's not bar mitzvah yet. Now some ask Akasha, wait a second, a Cheres and a Scheite and a Katen can't be Magdash a carbon. So how do they have a carbon to do smicha on? So the Tosfos Chadashim says it would be nogeya to a chereshite of a carbon that yarshined a carbon from his father. His father set aside the carbon and he's the yarish. So we learned beforehand the son does smicha, but in this case, not. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayeter, suma, someone who doesn't have sight. He doesn't do smicha, that's learned from a pasuk. It says, v'samchu ziknei ha'eda, that's the Sanhedrin Gedoyla, and by the Sanhedrin there was no Summa. Vayitra says the Mishnah v'Nachri, by the Parsha of Smicha it says, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'samach, so it's only b'nei Yisrael, v'yaeved v'ashliach v'isha, the eved of a person, his shliach, or his wife, cannot do Smicha in his place. Same is true if a woman brought a carbon on her own. She doesn't do Smicha. By the way, let's say I'm not mechuyev v'smicha, so can I just lean on the carbon? The answer is no. You're not supposed to use Kaddishim for your own purpose, unless there's a mitzvah. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Usmicha shiyari mitzvah. In other words, smicha is not the ikar mitzvah of the carbon. It doesn't hold back the carbon, the Batanura explains, if it wasn't done. The ikar kapara of the carbon is the processing of the blood, like the Pasuk says, Ki anefeshu banefeshi chaper. But he doesn't have the full kapara. That's what the Mishnah means when the Mishnah says, that smicha is shiari mitzvah, the remainder of the mitzvah. It's not the main part of the mitzvah. But again, if he doesn't do it, in certain ways it's as if he didn't have a kapara. Vayitra says in Mishnah, al harosh b'shtei yadayim. It's performed on the head of the animal with two hands. That's learned from the Sora Mishtaleach. U'b'makim shesayim chesheichten, in the place where they perform the mitzvah of smicha, that's where they shecht the animal. In other words, in the azara where their karbanis are shechted. Somebody did smicha outside of the Azari, he has to do it again inside the Azari, because it has to be b'makom shchita. Vayitra says the Mishnah, v'tekev. Tekev means right away. V'tekev l'smicha shchita, right after the smicha, should be the shchita. That's also learned from the pasuk, v'samach v'shachat, that the two should follow one right after the other. So again, in our Mishnah, we learned everyone does smicha with the exception of a chereshite of a katan. Suma is one who doesn't have sight, rachman al itzlan, a nachri, an ever, a shliach, an isha. They can't do it independently. They can't do it as a shliach of the person who's mechuyev a carbon. You can't send your eved or a shliach or your wife. Smicha is shiari mitzvah. You're supposed to do it. The Torah may consider it as if you didn't care to have a full kapara by not doing it, but technically speaking, the carbon is still a good carbon. Smicha is done on the head of the animal with both of his hands. Smicha is done in the place where they shechted in the Azara, and the Shechita should follow right after the Smicha.